This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to be aware of how excess can creep into your life. This is exactly what happened in Solomon's life. So shortly after Solomon is named king, God appears to him in a dream and asks, "What do you want? Ask, and I will give it to you." Solomon replied, "Give me an understanding mind so that I can govern your people well." God told Solomon, "I will give you what you asked for, a wise mind, and I will also give you what you didn't ask for, riches and honor." So just imagine God appearing to you in a dream and telling you, "I will give you what you asked for and even what you didn't ask for." What more could you desire? How could that not be enough? But for Solomon, it wasn't. Solomon's lifestyle soon became excessive. He had 700 wives, 300 concubines, 1,400 chariots. So what happened to Solomon? Why all of this excess? Solomon began to allow the influences of the world to dictate his value. These influences pulled him farther and farther away from God, and when this happens, emptiness is sure to follow. Solomon tried to fill his emptiness, but with the wrong things. Just one more wife, just one more chariot. So do you find yourself in a place sometimes where you think just a few more hours of work, just one more gadget, one more pair of shoes will do the trick? Let's take it from Solomon that it won't. If excess has started to creep into your life, hold on to these words. For the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride in possessions is not from the Father, but is from this world. 1 John 2:16. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, say no to excess.